between budget ups and downs and congressional fiddling with procurement and fast-changing technology, the federal market has been rough lately. Well, a related business, associations and trade groups representing technology contractors, has also had a bit of turmoil and change. Now, the Professional Services Council has announced a reorganization. Stan Soloway is president and CEO of the council. He joins us now. Stan, good morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. And by turmoil, I actually didn't mean your council, because you've been pretty smooth through this, but there's been some other associations that have, well, you know what's been going on. They've been buying and selling each other and suing each other. But generally, what's happening in the larger world of nonprofit associations of industry and contractors? There does seem to be a lot going on. What's behind it all?
Well, I think you have to separate out. There's some turmoil in other areas. We've been very fortunate as an organization. We've had steady growth and in every aspect of what we do. So we've been able to avoid all that all the way through it for the last 2 or 3 years. But you're correct that the market itself has been going through a fair amount of turmoil. Some of it's due to the budget and the uncertainty. But the bigger trend that we're seeing, we really started thinking about this seriously last summer. And then in the fall, you may recall, I think I was on, we talked about our commission report and some of the recommendations around driving innovation in government. And as we began to look at the landscape of what was going on, it's really more than just acquisition policy or technology purely. It's really kind of realizing that we're now in a holistic environment, and you have to look at things holistically. And what I mean by that is the traditional lines between IT and professional services, for example, have been almost entirely blurred. And the most obvious but only the first basic example would be something like cloud computing. Now, a lot of people think of cloud as just, you know, data storage, but of course it's a lot more than that. But it's just the beginning and one example of ways in which markets are changing, converging, and shifting underneath our feet as we speak. So as we were doing the commission report and as we started thinking last fall about where we were going organizationally, it became clear to us that separating out segments of the market probably was not the smart way to go in terms of trying to drive smart policy and to really help the government achieve a level of innovation and high efficiency and high quality through its acquisition system. And that's when we really started thinking about how technology plays into this. And we've always had a lot of technology companies as members, but our focus was not technology per se. So now we've decided to add that onto the portfolio. And in the course of doing that, we've decided it's time to really just reorganize the whole organization. And we really are undergoing a major restructuring of how we focus on the market.
And we're going to get into that. But first, sure. I wanted to ask you, what do you feel that member companies are looking for these days? Because member company retention is really key to the whole association business.
Well, you know, we've asked that question. In fact, as part of our review, we went out and we actually surveyed our members. Much to my surprise and delight, we got hundreds of responses, a really good online survey. And it's very clear. I mean, number one, there is a great concern, a great need in the marketplace, a great sense amongst the companies, a great need to really have a central, focused thought leadership effort that really helps the government think through challenges, whether it's through pure advocacy or collaboration and communication, business intelligence and insight and so forth. That's really what they want, because it is such a shifting marketplace. And we do tend, as I said a moment ago, and you mentioned it, to focus on things like budget uncertainty, which is an enormous issue. But the fundamentals of the market are also changing. And so I think, number one, they're looking to organizations that actually understand and can address those fundamental changes that are taking place and translate them into what does that mean from a policy perspective? What does that mean for how we have to think collectively about not just acquisition, but the role of technology? And I'll give you one example. And coming back to this theme of the convergence of markets, is a number of our non-technology members will tell you very clearly that the way they use technology, of course, is changing, and the nature and character of their technology partnerships is changing. And a lot of that's driven by the rise in applications, not just the rapid change in technology, but the incredible rapid evolution of apps. So we talk about the pace of technology change. What we're also got to focus on is, even as technology per se is moving up, the application of the existing technology is changing daily. And that just creates a different kind of pace and dynamic for everybody. And so I think they're looking for organizations that really understand those collective forces and what they mean as a whole, rather than breaking it up into segments.
And I think when I first entered the business of covering all of this, and I think it was the time when you were in the Pentagon, the prevailing law of the land was the Brooks Act, which everyone had been experiencing for so many years. Everybody understood it and knew the ins and outs of it. But there's been a lot of change and change on the change and proposed changes to change
right.
It once again. Are companies finding it just harder to keep up with what's going on nowadays?
I think it's the you know it, there is a certain degree of kind of three steps forward, two steps backward that we've seen over the last 10 or 12 years, and clearly there have been some efforts on the part of DOD and others to really reverse some of the reforms of the 90s, which would have been hugely problematic because you would have seen a number of companies that came into the market. The Googles and the Microsofts and the Yahoos, not the, I'm sorry, the Amazons, kind of pulling back if that had happened. So there is that degree of it. I think there's also recognition, though, that you really can't, I mean, Brooks Act was very clearly focused on IT. Today, IT is a very, very broad term, and it's embedded and or an enabler in just about everything we do. And so to just think about how you buy IT in quotes is not enough. You have to think about how it's being applied, integrated, utilized, and the different ways in which it plays in. So I think the whole space has changed a lot. And so IT acquisition is an enormously important issue. It's something we're heavily focused on. As you know, we just brought in on staff one of the leading IT experts, I think, in the entire community, and Dave Wennergren. And we've got a new technology policy council. But there's also an intersection of technology, services generally, professional services, and then the whole broad acquisition ecosystem. And that's what we're trying to deal with, because I think our view is it's not enough to do tactical change to the acquisition process or policy. You really need to step back and take a much more holistic view.
We're speaking with Stan Soloway. He's president and CEO of the Professional Services Council. So this morning you're going to explain to the public what it is that's changing there. Tell us about that.
Changing at within PSC?
Yes, at your own council.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've kind of reorganized ourselves into, you know, the internals of the structure probably are not all that interesting to outside folks, but what we've done is we've organized ourselves into two main pillars of acquisition and business policy on one side and technology on the other. Obviously, Alan Shavatkin, who's been our longtime executive vice president and counsel, is a leading procurement law expert, will continue to lead our policy activities broadly and directly lead the acquisition piece, Dave Wennergren leading the technology piece. And then within those major pillars, we are creating some customer focused councils, and we'll have each of the councils will have their own sort of executive advisory groups of CEOs who will kind of set the agendas and what have you. More importantly, from an execution perspective, we're going to be staffing dedicated senior staff in each of the areas that we're focused on, in addition to Alan and David, obviously. So we're changing our operating model, and we think the way we're going to do it will, A, get a whole lot more engagement from senior leadership and enable them to help drive agendas more directly than they might otherwise have been able to. But it will also give us an opportunity to see things from a very cogent but cross-cutting level and bring it all together at the top, if you will, through our board and our executive committee. So it's a different operating model. It's an unusual one. We presented it to the board the other day and just got an overwhelming response of folks really, really excited about it. We're very excited about it. And it's always fun when for folks who've been in organizations when you get to do a little bit of reinvention from a position of strength. You know, we're looking at we're in a position where we've been very fortunate and we can now invest and move forward. And so it's an exciting change. But the most important thing in the long run is what are you actually doing for the members, and what are we doing to help the process broadly improve? And that's, I think, what we're going to be able to do is take a much more, as I said, holistic and broad view of this convergence of segments and the recognition that we need to be thinking holistically about this, the ecosystem, and not just about pieces of it.
Now, Alan Shavatkin, as he mentioned earlier, he did spend quite a number of years on the Hill as a staff member. You have testified repeatedly, and, of course, as has Dave Wennergren. And it's probably fair to say that with all this change going on in the technology and the business and how they intersect, members of Congress are actually, people may not realize, they're also thirsty for information. So will this help you give them more informed and sharper knowledge or opinions of what they need to know?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually making some very significant investments in our capabilities internally, and I think absolutely that's one of the points is to be able to provide a broader and expert array of input and advice. And you're correct that there are a number of people on the Hill who are saying we know the system's got problems. We need some new ideas. We need some new thinking, and we don't want to just reinvent the wheel over and over again or have the same conversation over and over again. And you take the combination, as you said, of Alan and David, and I had experience in the Defense Department, and we spent a lot of time on the Hill. We probably, in addition to other staff we have, we probably have invested more in that kind of senior staff level than any other organization in town, just to be able to bring that level of experience and expertise. But also people, and I think of both Alan and David in this way, who not only see things the way they were, but actually can take a look forward. What does the future really look like, and what do we need to be addressing so that we're positioned for a very, very different future? I actually will give you one quick example. If you look at a lot of the analyst reports, they'll say, here are the top 20 contractors, the very large companies, and then here's the top 10 or 15 mid-tier firms, so to speak. One of the points I made in the speech the other day is that those 15 mid-tiers, or even some of the top 20 large ones, will look very different in 5 years. They're going to be players we're not even thinking of now in the market because of the role of technology and the different way in which government missions are going to be executed. And we need to be positioned to embrace that and enable that so we get the best result for the taxpayer.
Stan Soloway is President and CEO of the Professional Services Council. As always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.